There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Good morning, the world. Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover in the Hall Wine Studio, joined by Austin, who's across town. Father Christmas and Nick Norris, who is wearing a cabal shirt. I don't know which cabal he's a part of in the world right now, but
is that a Carolina shirt, Nick?
Yeah, it's a UNC shirt.
Is it a Carolina shirt?
Why would you be
good morning world, huh, Craig?
Yeah. How many countries are we listening to, Nick? We just had that one message.
Well, on Spotify, it's 61. I think it's more than that, though. With Apple and everything else,
let's just go ahead and read that message, because it was actually really funny, or it was awesome is what it was. Because last week we were talking about our Spotify recaps and how we have so many besties who are scattered all over the world, as Craig just gave us that lovely little intro. And the email begins, hey guys, in your Spotify recap, you wondered if any besties were listening from the middle of nowhere. Yep, I listened religiously every week. Love you guys. I'm an OG SC fan. My dream dinner party guests are Craig and Paige. I live in a tiny ski town in Norway called, I don't want to say it wrong, Hemsedal. It is located in the Scandinavian Alps and has a population of 2,600 people. Hemsedal is known for having the best opera ski bar in Europe. Color me interested, bestie.
Yeah.
So come ski in Norway. Thanks, Jessica.
She very interested.
Has a question, but we'll save that for the question portion.
Yes, so, thank you for that that message.
That was coming from Hemsedal, Norway. I love that.
We love that. Send us where you're listening from. We'll do a post maybe on Instagram, and you can write where you listen from. And get detailed. Bathtub, car, golf course, golf cart, you know, what when you're supposed mean? To be working. Oh,
where do you listen from?
Where do you listen from?
Where and do you listen from?
What do you do when you listen to, what are you doing when you listen to Pillows and Beer?
True.
I was late to this because the proposal was on and I got really distracted.
I was watching it too, Craig. Don't feel alone.
It's just, it's so great. Just really is. It's a sleep. I mean, it's not a sleeper, but give yourself a couple months without seeing it and then put it on, and it's just such a feel-good movie.
Okay, this just goes back to, if any of y'all came to our live shows, this was a big topic of debate that Craig and I had, because Craig put up Ryan Reynolds as one of his, you know, celebrity man crushes, right? We had a segment about this. And I said that he does the same thing over and over. Ryan Reynolds is basically like a typecast actor, right? He always plays like, you know, the handsome, you know, really, really sharp and quick retorting guy. And the proposal is on so many times. It is like, it's baffling to me. I mean, if he made money off of every time that it was played, those two are banking because it is on like three different networks at all times.
Yeah, they make residuals.
Really? Does every actor make residuals?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
except us.
I feel like the proposal is on all the time. And
that's where friends' money comes from.
I can't lie. I also get caught up in it too. Like, if I see it's on, I put it on. I have to watch it, you know, for 10. And then I'm like, what are you doing? You've seen this movie 100 times. It's just one of those movies.
I was also, I'm on a big cheese and tomato kick. I was standing in my kitchen cutting cherry tomatoes in half and then putting a piece of sriracha cheddar on it and just snacking with a little fat-free Wheat Thin. And then I just started putting mustard on the crackers and cheese. I've been having the strangest cravings.
So you got...
Are you pregnant, Craig?
Yeah.
Are you high, Craig?
No. No, I just... I didn't eat after the gym, and that's like, I was telling my parents, that's why it's so important to like eat properly because then your cravings just take over. And I was like a little like rabid Ewok in my kitchen. I was like, and chocolate chip cookie in the corner. Okay. I'm going to have a piece of that. And now there's like, you know,
dude, a third left. The only way that I cannot have those cravings is to quite literally just not have it in my house. Like I cannot have that chocolate chip cookie in my house because then I will eat it at some point, even if like, I look at it, you know, now and I'm like, no, I am not.
You can put it off until right before bed.
And then at midnight, I'm like, yeah, but two of these sound real nice right now. I didn't eat either, Craig, after the gym. I think that you were at 1 o'clock something today. Did you go today?
Yeah, I was with you, buddy. We worked out together at 11 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Me, yeah, we did. You and Stasic. Are you high?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
Shit.
I am
laughing at that. Okay.
Noom helps a lot. And like our trainer tells us, are you eating because you're bored or are you eating because you're hungry? In this case, usually it's because I'm bored. This case, I'm just hungry. But I golf carted around the community, looked at all the Christmas lights. It was a little chillier than I thought it was going to be. Charleston's in the 70s during the day, but then when the sun goes down, it gets a little chilly.
Yeah, it's chilly out there right now. I'm still laughing at me forgetting that we worked out together today. But Craig, do you remember what I told you today then? Because now it's all coming back to me. Do you remember what I told you that I was doing today? And then you laughed and then you were like, all right, man, but be careful. Remember the appointment that I said I had?
Oh, that brings us back to spray tanning. So you went the spray tan, actual spray tan route.
Yeah, after we worked out today, I didn't eat either. And then that's what I was thinking of because I literally had back-to-back-to-back appointments. So I had two lovely ladies who I've been using for ages to come over and give me a massage, a facial, and then a spray tan.
So without that last one, I was like, where are you going with this?
Then a spray tan. They are, yeah. So
spray tan, you can't really make sexual.
Can you? No. It's funny actually, because the joke that she always uses is, you're sitting there kind of looking like freaking Patrick Starr, right? Because you have to put your arms like this so that it doesn't, you know, touch, you know, your body. And then, you know, you turn around and then you do this and this. And so, yeah, there's nothing sexual about a spray tan.
Did you have briefs on?
Yeah, of course. I mean, basically I told her.
Some guys do it without it.
I don't like a bathing suit. I don't have a bathing suit. And... you know, basically I was like, I mean, this is for the reunion. So like, if you can just do it for like, you know, the neck up and like my wrist to like my middle, you know, elbow, I don't care if my midsection is tan is what I'm trying
watch
to say.
Andy, you know? Be like, hey, I heard you guys been working out. Let's see those abs. And you have to unbutton your shirt and you're just like orange from here up.
I mean, yeah, basically I said that to her and she was like, okay, well, I can't do that and I'm not going to do that. And I was like, okay, that's probably smart. That's probably smart. So I have not been able to shower since. So this is me not showering before or right after I got my spray tan. And then my food came while all this was happening. It was like an hour and a half process or 2 hour process. And man, facials are awesome. Facials are awesome. I don't know why guys don't know about facials, or maybe they deem them to be, you know, girly or something, but like, they're awesome.
I think it's just people don't know about it. Your barrier of entry in your is way more mental, and not even that, like, I wouldn't even see people are insecure about doing it because it's like lame or feminine. I think it's just like guys would be like, I don't even know where I would start to, like, that's say true. I want to get a facial. Like, I don't have like a facial guy or a facial girl. And no, so no, people right, are right, like, where totally do I fair. Even start? So like, what do you Google?
Yeah. And like, how do you trust whatever it is that you do Google? Well, okay. Well, what I would say, and you know, what I did is that, a hair and makeup person, you know, recommended this one, and I've been with her now for,
that's a good idea, but a lot of guys don't have
services now for
hair and makeup people.
Yeah. So you're totally right. But like, if, you know, your girlfriend ever, or, you know, whatever is like, okay, hey, I'm going to get a facial. Like, my advice is to jump in on that and to start making, you know, your own appointments, or just go whenever, you know, she does. Cause,
and you can Google it. It's going to be like $100 and you can do it like every couple months. Maybe a little
more, but yeah.
Yeah. If you live somewhere with a face gym, go to face gym and just do whatever they recommend. I am doing that on Wednesday evening.
And face gym.
Face gym's the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It takes like, you know, it like noticeable inflammation and puffiness out of your face. Mm-hmm. It's good for your skin. It's good for, it's lymphatic drainage. And then they like do all this cryo shit and freeze your face and like electrocute you. How long is it? An hour. Speaking of electrocution, my iPhone, which I'll get to, has been electrocuting me for days. And I went in to get a new one and they didn't even question it. I was like, my phone's electrocuting me. And they were like, yeah, okay. They were like, makes sense. What's your number? We'll get you a new one. I'm like, wow, how many people are getting electrocuted?
Wait, is that like the new?
No, this is 14. So I'm changing to the 15. Because I got the plus with this on accident.
You know, before, man, look at my camera. Like, one of the lenses actually broken it.
Oh, no, I've never seen that. So I just switched back to the 13 Pro Max to use because the camera is that much better to film like this ad I had to do. But I went and did nails today. Someone bought my nail salon and they're changing it. And I would like to switch now, but I don't know where to go. Like, I go to this place solely because I'm comfortable. Like, I know it. You know, like, I know that when I walk in, I get to sit on a certain side and like, it's not a big deal and I can just go sit there and they know my nails. Now, when you walk in, you got to like put your name in the computer, which is fine. And then they sat us all next to each other today and it's all corporate now. And I'm like, look, my manicures and pedicures here are not great. And like, Paige went one time and was like, you might as well be doing this in a third world country. And I was like, I know that, but I don't know where else to go. So much like the guys that don't know where to go for a facial, I don't know where to go for my nails now.
What was the name of it, Craig? And at first when you said it, I was like, Craig owns a nail salon? But
no, I've been going to it for years, but now it's under new ownership. I'm not going to throw it under the bus, but.
Okay, fair. I have 1 year I've gone with. I've gone with Catherine a time or two. And I mean, they love us there, by the way, Craig. You know, they're like, oh, I'll come back, you know, whenever, you know, we'll bing, bang, boom. And then you start drinking, you know, champagne. And anyways.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to Pillows and Beer.
What's up, besties? Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. Engage your observation skills to quickly uncover key pieces of information that lead to chapters of mystery, danger, and romance. Where will each new chapter take you?
Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance as you immerse yourself into the world of June's Journey, a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. Play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. With hundreds of mind-teasing puzzles, the next clue is always within reach.
Build your very own island estate with expansive gardens and beautiful buildings. Collect scraps of information to fill your photo album and learn more about each character.
Honestly, June's Journey is what gets me through my flights, whether it's a short haul up to New York City or the cross-the-country haul to Portland. The puzzles and the never-ending adventure and mystery is all I need, really, for a flight. The game does need internet connection, so on planes with high-speed Wi-Fi is when I can do it, or when I'm sitting around waiting for Austin to join our podcast sesh. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined my besties, Austin Kroll, Nick Norris. Shout out to my skin team, which consists of one powerful woman, Savvy Derm, SavvyDerm. They do virtual consultations, or she does virtual consultations. So as a guy, not knowing where to go, you go to this link, which we'll post the link because Austin's got has a shout out too. You click on it and you book an appointment with Katie, and she basically walks you through a skincare routine and then sends you what she recommends and she writes it out. So every night I have this list and I go, oh, I put that on, then I put that on, then I put that on. And she made me a travel bag with a separate list. So now whenever I'm traveling, I don't take anything out of this bag or put it in. I just throw it in my carry-on. And that's been my skincare routine for like the last few months, and it's been great. But I remember just being like, I want a skincare routine, or I was would tell Paige that, but I was like, but I don't know where to start. And I did this consultation with a girl that I grew up with, Katie, and it's been great. So we'll put that link up, but Savvy Derm is her Instagram.
Whoa, Craig, that's that's quite the shout out.
She'll do it for you too, Austin.
You're almost influencing me to get Savvy Derm. Now my shout out is going to sound totally weak and puny, but I do my facialist and my girl that gives me spray tans. Her name is also Katie Craig, and her name is also Katie, comma Craig. And she is at the Jade Studio, and she'll come and do facials and spray tans at your house and stuff. So if you're like a bachelorette party that's coming in town and, you know, y'all want facials one day, or y'all want spray tans before you go out in the boat or something like that, and this is the girl, and she's loads of fun. And we were laughing and having a great time the whole time that she was here. And we dove into these rebel rabbits a little bit. And that's why I am the way that I am.
Big fan of at-home services these days.
Yeah,
for sure. And look, what I told my parents, because they were like, oh, you're fancy. And I was like, actually, a lot of service providers prefer it because then they don't have to rent space. They don't have to pay for...
It truly isn't as expensive as you would think it is, right? I mean, it's not like I'm paying like, oh, yeah, okay, Austin, you know, you just paid like $1,000, you know, for this service. No, that's not the truth at all. These people are like ready to roll. They have, you know, their right. stuff.
But
I think I paid like, yeah.
Sometimes it's more affordable because they're independent contractors and they don't have to pay for like a salon or a mm-hmm. studio. What if you're scared to get a spray tan, Austin, should you be, or is it not that awkward?
No. You shouldn't be. I mean, obviously the first couple times that I did it, I mean, look, I've probably done it not that many times, right? Just for like, for things like this. And the first few times, yeah, you're like, man, I'm in such like an awkward, you know, position. But obviously if the spray tanner is professional, you know, they're like, dude, you're like the 100th person that I've seen today. Like just you know, and it's totally fine. It is obnoxious because you're sticky, and so that's why I'm wearing like a hoodie, and I also have on sweats because I don't want to get it on my couch and things like that. And that is what is kind of like annoying. But once you know ease into it, day two spray, Craig, that is what you're looking for. You know the first day you might be like a little orange, a little too dark, but day two is where you want to be. And yeah, I quite enjoy it, but yeah, I don't, you know, get it for everything. It's not like, oh, I'm going to a wedding, spray tan. No. So,
let's talk a little bit about decorating. Cause I drove around, the community. Also
let's.
A couple tickets left, or we might be sold out for a New Orleans show. We're really excited. I think Austin and I have really come into our own. Nick's gotten so well at operating the computer this go around, which has been great. But check out www.pillowsandbeer.com.
www.pillowsandbeer.com. Craig, I've looked at it today just out of curiosity because I hadn't looked at it in a while, just to see how New Orleans and Boston and Philly and New York are selling. And New Orleans has like 3 meet and greets, you know, tickets left, and everything else is, which I'm not even sure because they won't even tell you like a quantified, you know, number of how many general admission, just, you know, bar tickets that you can buy. So we're like there.
Perfect. I love it. So check it out, guys. Nick, what the hell is this, by the way?
What? Why did you ask which shade of green, you know, are you? And then put very interesting shades of green. Like if I lived in Europe, I don't even know what I'd say. I don't know what I'd say. I'd be like, I am mint green. Why was it like a shade of green?
That's how our tracker does it. How it tells us where we get listeners from. That just how
yeah, I would say
is it.
Is yeah, it mint, up? And then golf green, and then neon green.
Okay, wow, but is the golf rush, dude? Oh, the Masters so green is kind of like America.
I apparently cut off New Zealand and Antarctica in that, so I apologize. In my screenshot, well,
yeah, you can't do that, man.
No, wait, they say they're off Alaska. You cut off Alaska.
Oh, that counts as
the Austin yellow. Told me today that the yellow doesn't exist. And I was like, whoa, it's a primary color and green only exists because it mixes with blue.
Nick, listen to this. Okay. And you know that I'm not the tinfoil hat guy, although I hang out with Craig so much that I'm beginning to be like, you know, a little tinfoil hat is beginning to form. But I was at a hibachi. I'm
going to get chickens hibachi, next.
Hibachi. And the family that was with me at the table, right? It was like 3 women, you know, who were clearly just moms and friends, and then two teen girls. And, you know, teen, I'm going to say that they were like 13 max, maybe like 11, almost 11 to 13. And they were going back and forth on TikTok. And then I overheard one of the moms saying to another mom that her daughters told her that yellow does not exist. And my ears, you know, perked up, and then I was like, oh, I got to get in on this. And so I waited for, you know, the girl to say something back, and the mom, you know, said something back. And I was like, please, please help me to understand this. And I was like, I have a friend who is a conspiracy guy. I wonder if he's seen this. Where did y'all see this? And they're like, I don't know. It's just been going around, you know? So that means on TikTok, right? I mean, it has to.
Yeah, but did they give you any reasons?
They really did not give me solid reasons. Like, so much so that I don't even really remember what their reasons were. And I'm like, wait, so this is just like a thing that you're just, you know, repeating because it's come up on TikTok. But they were like, yeah, everyone knows that yellow's not real.
But I mean, it just is. Like,
the Christmas lights on my house are yellowish, right?
Well,
now.
That's also absurd. What that's the last thing that I would think to use for a example of yellow are Christmas lights, Nick. Maybe a banana.
I mean, that is yellow, right? Like, that's yellow.
Why
yellow
would your Christmas lights be yellow?
Well, soft
my
white
towel
can, like,
is yellow. This is a yellow towel.
Yeah,
it's probably hard to see in the light, but
you're a yellow towel.
But no, my Christmas lights are yellowish. They're not bright white. They're off white. They're soft white.
So soft white,
like Austin's lamp behind his head. For some reason,
giving off a yellowish hue. Yes,
he's backlit himself after years of doing.
Okay. So like, I just like wanted to throw it out there. I love that both of you kind of had just like a 5 second pause. Like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? So now I'm interested to see if any besties out there know of this, or if their children have said this to them or something. I mean, if so, please, because Nick will be a yellow believer, a yellow non-believer like that with all the emails that we're about to get. At least I hope so.
Yeah,
I don't think I made
so
this up.
Many more
this,
out there.
This happened.
I think someone made it up. I don't think you made it up. I think someone made it up.
Someone did it to me on purpose.
But for them to pick a primary color. Do you know what the primary colors are, Austin?
Yeah, red, yellow, and blue.
Good job.
Yeah. See, when you ask someone that, they're like, wait a minute, I know the answer to this. It's so easy, but.
And you know how to make like orange and green and purple.
No, I don't.
What? How do you make green, Austin, with two primary colors?
I mean, I'm going to guess yellow and blue.
Yes, and purple.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm guessing yellow and red. No, blue and red. Blue and red. Yeah.
And orange?
Yellow and red.
Good job.
Okay.
One time during the family feud at Paige's house, her dad asked, colors of the rainbow? And I freaked out and I had to be told to calm down because I was like, this isn't like a subjective answer. There's like, they're just going to name the colors in the fucking rainbow.
Yeah. Everybody knows that it's Roy G. Biv.
Oh, and then someone couldn't think of one, and someone on their team said Roy G. Biv, and I was like, you're fucking cheating.
But wait, you're not allowed to help your teammates?
No, not in Family Feud.
He was up there. He was up there, and he had to.
Well, no, even then, in Family Feud, you can't help at all.
Yeah, if you're guessing, not until they send it over.
Well, look, man, two of those colors in there are like pretty, like, I mean, indigo and violet are not like normal colors that I would just think of, right? So if someone was like, Roy G. Biv, I'd be like, okay. What the fuck is I, you know? Excuse my French today. All right, and with that, we're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back with Pillows and Beer.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
So when you decorated your Christmas tree, which I'm about to do something that I've never done, mm-hmm. and Austin's like, Craig doesn't, or my mom or someone was like, Craig just pays people to do stuff. But I was like, I last year went to the Christmas tree farm an hour away, picked it out. I might have my Christmas tree delivered into my house this year. Have you heard of that? No, you're no. shaking your head. It's because I have to leave, but I'm having like a New Year's party, and Paige said we have to have a Christmas tree, and I don't have time to go get a Christmas tree.
Okay. I mean, God damn it, Craig. Why are you the way that you are?
I wouldn't prefer to do this, but I asked my friends today for a good Christmas tree lot, and they said, actually, if you go to Hassle Free, or no hassle, they just bring the tree to your house. And I was like, how do you pick your tree out?
This reminds me of like an episode of Entourage where they're like, and if you reach out to my buddy at, you know, and then they get their free entertainment system because they mention it on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, well, I went and I got my tree. I picked it out, a beautiful, it's probably like an 8 to 9 footer. Well, that's, you know, what I paid for, but I'm going to guess that it's in between 8 and 9 feet.
That's a big tree.
Strapped it to the top of my soft top Jeep and drove her pretty ass home. I shook it out. I had my stand from last year, so I brought that up.
That's something I have to buy every freaking year because I can never find a place to store it. And dude, I'm like,
garage. It's one of those things. Like, it just sits there and like it, you know, collects dust all year. But that one time that you need it, you're like, yes, there it is, you know? And I didn't think that I'd be able to find mine. I was like, I think it's just in my, there it is. So
I have to look for, I think I wanted to do that last year where I was like, just put it away.
And then
Christmas will be here.
What I did,
you know,
Craig, was I let it sit for a day, as you're supposed to let the branches fall. And I wrapped her up and I put all my ornaments on there, and I will be damned if every night when I turn it on, it doesn't just make me so happy and it makes me just like want to hang out. And I'm not going to lie, Craig, I have like 4 of your freaking candles here and they smell so good. And light 2 of them like each night, and I turn on my Christmas tree and I just watch the hell out of some Christmas movies.
I love
it
that.
It's December 4th, and I've already watched them all.
I'm just starting. The candles are great because even when they're not lit, they actually make your room smell good.
Yeah. Well, funny enough that you say that. I literally just brought one up to my room because I was like, oh.
So when you put the lights,
a little Christmas
and
cheer.
There's a correct answer to this. This isn't an opinionated question. Okay. There is a correct way to put lights on your tree.
No, it's a very opinionated question, Craig. Very
okay,
opinionated.
I'll explain why it's not okay. After you tell me go bottom to top or top to bottom.
I go bottom to top.
There's just no freaking way that you exist in the real world.
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top.
No, that's
Craig,
just not
I
how you
understand.
Do it.
I have had this debate.
Then
with
how
many
do
people.
You get?
I'm glad that we're in on this.
How do you accurately know that you're going to have enough space or not too much at the top of your tree?
And how the hell would you, dude, Craig? It's so easy. It's so easy. You plug it in at the bottom, okay? Where plugs plug into things.
You start at the bottom,
and then the bottom to top.
No, wait.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, go ahead again. No, I'm top to bottom. Okay. I confused myself.
Yeah. Of course you are. And because you're just a weirdo and you get your Christmas tree, you know, delivered. So you don't know what you want.
I haven't done that yet.
And so you wrap. And then when you, you know, and then you're obviously like, all right, another strand. And then if you realize that you're going to have like a shit ton of lights, then you wrap it tighter. And that's all that, you know, you do. You're just like,
yeah.
And then you just end the last light right at the top of the tree, exactly the way that I did. And it's not that hard.
So you'd rather be light heavy on top than on bottom.
But it's not, because then what you do is that you're like, okay. I went a little light on the bottom. Now I got to go back. So I had a 450 light strand for an 8.5 foot tree. And in my opinion, it is.
Yeah, but if you started perfecto. At the top, you wouldn't have to go back to the bottom, because you would be going down. And then
you just feel it.
If you had too many,
back to the bottom. I go from the.
You said you were light on the bottom, and so you had to go back to the bottom.
No, well, if you begin to realize, then it's very, very easy. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't, you know, decorate my tree by myself like a psycho. So, like, it's very easy to be like, hey, just pick up the lights, you know, and bring them down. Boom. It is like a 10-second fix.
And then you have too many at the top, or you don't have enough at the top.
No. And then you kind of, like Nick said, we're pros. So like,
honestly, trying to figure out the reason that you guys do that will never make sense to me anyway. I start at the top with the female end of the lights at the top, and I secure it. And then I go back and forth. Do you wrap your tree or do you swing back and forth?
I push it in and push it out. But I wrap my whole thing.
Yeah, no, Nick, obviously you push it in, but we're saying your tree's in a corner,
three quarters. I don't go around the back of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. And I've done that before when I didn't have enough lights. Right. And then Craig, there are people who had just got this sent to me saying that the only way to do it is you go, you know, vertically like this.
Well, that's psychopath. That's a serial killer shit. No, you have to hide your cord.
There listening, do this.
The cord, no. And the reason I stopped, the reason that I started.
To hear it. No.
The reason I start at the top is because then you can add more lights as you go down. With ornaments, I go all over the place. There's no rhyme or reason. Also, I think you're just messing with me about the vertical thing, because that made me want to flip over everything on this table.
I'm just laughing with just how you just were like, I don't understand what you're saying, so I refuse to even fucking like
There's
address
no
it.
Logic.
And then you just keep on moving. No, that's not a thing. It definitely is a thing, and I'm glad that you have such a adamant reaction against it.
It's just weird.
Ooh, brought tears to my eyes. That was good. That was a good Christmas cry.
Ornaments, I go all over the place.
Yeah, I do too. Just kind of, you know, there's a hole here and there's a hole over there. So, you know, you have to put ornaments to, you know, fill the
Were you allowed
areas.
To use tinsel as a kid?
Never a tinsel family. But I'll tell you, which was so dangerous, is that we used to hang the candles. What a silly move that is.
Candles?
Like, yeah. No, dude, people used to put candles, like live candles on, you know, their tree.
Yes. You don't want your Christmas tree to light on fire.
I just feel like Craig forgets that, like he's being, you know, recorded. And so when I tell him things that he doesn't like, his face, he can't even hide how much he hates it. It's like people wrap their lights, you know, vertically, and his face just automatically is like.
We do forget we're being recorded. We weren't allowed to use tinsel as kids because one, it was my dad said it was very, it would choke the animals, but also I think it was a pain to clean up like glitter, but I think it's pretty.
I have heard that about, you know, choking the animals.
We don't do tinsel anymore because of our cats. They'll eat it.
Do they jump into the Christmas tree?
Oh my God. We have to like screw it to the wall essentially with like, you know, fishing line because we'll walk up and I got pictures, you know, of my cat, like as the freaking angel of the tree, pretty much.
That's funny. It's real funny.
Dude, I'm about to send you guys.
And then we do candy canes at the end, which looks nice. But my neighbors this year went with animated lights and I don't hate it. I think it's cool. Like when I'm like pulling into my cul-de-sac, I'm like, hell yeah. Like this looks good. Mine aren't animated, but theirs are. Nick, Why does that bother you?
I haven't put lights outside
like,
yet.
The lights move, you know, flash.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, my only issue is when like people blast music along to their lights and it's like the same five songs for 8 hours a day.
Well, that's usually you would do it through the radio station, like broadcast it. Do people put speakers in their yard? That would be crazy.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it's so annoying. It's so obnoxious. I get it for like that's like what your neighborhood does, but
what if I did that in a whole neighborhood? What if I did that in my neighborhood?
You'd have a block party.
Merry Christmas. And it was just like blasting like Christmas music the whole time. And there's just obnoxious lights. I mean, maybe, you know, just spread Christmas cheer for all to hear kind of thing.
It just reminds me of that stuff in New York where like someone would be singing and someone was like, shut the fuck up during COVID.
they lean out the window.
Everyone's like, oh, this is so nice. And then someone's like, shut up.
Take your conversation and shove it.
Talk about a place that would have been just hell on earth during COVID. Locked inside of a square box in an apartment in New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Well, Craig, that's because you and I, oh my God.
We were not locked inside a box.
No. No, we were not. Craig and I found every single place that was serving drinks to go and would golf cart to these places and get their to-go drinks.
I found pictures from that time the other day on my phone. And really? I was like, I just was documenting all the frosés that we would collect. And I was like, I remember one time we like got electric bikes and took them to the top of a parking garage and just hung out up there.
Yeah.
It was like we were kids in high school with like a never-ending snow day.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't go inside the establishment, and so we would just buy these things to go, and like the police
were
like,
not getting paid.
The police was like, "This is not normal, and this is not legal," but no one really knew what to do during that time. So the cops kind of were just like,
"Don't be a problem."
Yeah. Don't be a problem, please, because we don't have open containers, and you can't sell alcohol to go. And businesses were like, "How else are we supposed to stay afloat?" What a time.
Speaking of New York, and my fault for not mentioning it sooner, we're adding a second show to our New York tour date.
An early show.
New York tour date for all those besties is January 14th, right? At the Gramercy. So we're going to add a second show because our first show has sold out or is near sellout. And we just want to add another show because it's the last show we have planned. So let's go out with a bang.
The second show will be at 4 p.m. So it'll become the first show of the day, but it doesn't affect the shows. But the 8 p.m. can be a little later for people on Sundays. So if you want to do something during the day, come at 4 p.m. We'll be done by 6. I think we have some wonderful guests planned for both shows. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
If you're a fan of comedy and you've ever been to like, the Comedy Zone or the Comedy Cellar in New York, they always tell you there is like all the shenanigans happen at, the later show. And we are going to have some funny guests. I mean, obviously we're going to put on two great shows, but I just.
So when we're trying to sell tickets to our early show, Austin, if our later show's already sold out and we're trying to get people to buy tickets for our first show, why would you say that? Most like all the craziness happens in the second show. Just curious.
I just think that we're gonna have great guests.
This is why we edit
both shows. Yeah.
No, I think you should leave that in. That's funny. It's an amazing. What you just did was amazing. The second show is the crazy one.
Yeah. To all you people who didn't buy shows to the first one.
And no, actually. The reason that we're going to have an equal guest at both shows, but they will be different people, is so that the people that bought their tickets first are just as happy as the people that will buy the second
one. Both shows are going to be fun. How about
that? That's right, Craig. Yes. I realize the error of my ways, okay? I understand.
No, I just think you're an incredible salesman. And it was... funny.
I don't know why that quote even came to me. Like, and why I thought it necessary to share it in this context. I don't know.
Come watch our dynamic on stage.
I think I spazzed out over the fact that we're having a double show. I mean, I'm so excited. We've always talked about, you know, doing it. And I mean, it's very clearly lining up perfectly to happen in New York City on a Sunday. So.
All right, besties. That's going to do it for today's episode. Sorry to cut it off right there. The boys are going to be off filming a very special project up in New York. These next couple days, I'm sure y'all will figure it out. But we got more coming to you on Thursday. And yeah, to all our New Orleans people, there are a few tickets left, as we said. So get them while you still can. Hopefully they're still available when I'm saying this and they're not already all sold out. But and everybody else, we'll see y'all after the holidays. And yeah, love all our besties out there. Peace. See you Thursday.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.